Three, two, one. Welcome back to the Bushnell Project as we continue in Judges and trying to encourage us to be in God's Word and enjoying very much myself going through and going deeper than I would if I were just reading through the Bible in a year or in 6 months. It's hard to go deep in everywhere you're going, and so I have gone deep in a few books. Usually I pick three or four books a year that I really go deep into while I read through the Bible. And right now for this podcast, I've just been reading through the Bible, other than Numbers, which I might go back and do later on. But we started in Genesis, and we're all the way up to Judges, and we're in Judges chapter 1. And I want to add or talk about a little bit what I said yesterday. We're talking about, so Judah and Simeon are two tribes, but they're talked about as if they're people here. But Judah is the lead tribe, and we see that from back in the day, and we know that Judah is going to be the tribe from which Jesus comes from. He's from the line of Judah. And so Judah, and he asked, that tribe asked the tribe, basically the brother tribe of Simeon. Simeon, to go with him. Now, Simeon is land that is in the midst of Judah. So in the northern, the southern region of Israel is this large land for Judah, and in the middle of it is Simeon, the land for Simeon, the tribe of Simeon. And Simeon and Judah are from the same mother, brothers, and of course this is 400 years after they lived, but these are their tribes that have grown and all that. And then Jerusalem, I talked about that being in the other area, I thought Ephraim, it's actually in Benjamin, in Benjamin's tribe. Benjamin has, the tribe Benjamin has a very small area of land, but it includes all of, or maybe just half of Jerusalem, and the other half, if it's just half, is in Judah. And I'd have to go back and do more research. I'm pretty sure that Jerusalem is split between the two, Benjamin and Judah, but I'm not absolutely positive or confident in that. So I'll go back and check that again later. But we are in Judah, in Judges chapter 1, and we're starting here in verse 11. We get to our first hero that most people don't remember about. But anyways, here we go. From there, they went against the inhabitants of Debir. The name of Debir was formerly Kiriath-Sephar. And Caleb said, so remember, Caleb is from the tribe of Judah. And Caleb said, he who attacks Kiriath-Sephar and captures it, I will give him Akshah, my daughter, for a wife. And Othniel, the son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger brother, captured it. And he gave him Akshah, his daughter, for a wife. When she came to him, she urged him to ask her father for a field. And she dismounted from her donkey. And Caleb said to her, what do you want? And she said to him, give me a blessing, since you have set me in the land of Negev. Give me also springs of water. And Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. And the descendants of Kenai, Moses' father-in-law, went up with the people of Judah from the city of Palms into the wilderness of Judah, which lies in the Negev near Arad. And they went and settled with the people. And Judah went with Simeon, his brother, and they defeated the Canaanites who inhabited Jephthah and devoted it to destruction. So the name of the city was called Hormah. Judah also captured Gaza with his territory, and Ashkelon with his territory, and Ekron with his territory. And the Lord was with Judah, and he took possession of the hill country, but he could not drive out the inhabitants of the plain because they had chariots of iron. And Hebron was given to Caleb, as Moses had said, and he drove out from it the three sons of Anak. But the people of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who lived in Jerusalem. So the Jebusites have lived with the people of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. The house of Joseph also went up against Bethel. And the Lord was with them, and the house of Joseph scouted out Bethel. Now the name of the city was formerly Luz. And the spies saw a man coming out of the city. And they said to him, please show us the way into the city, and we will deal kindly with you. And he showed them the way into the city. And they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man and all his family go. And the man went to the land of the Hittites and built a city called its name Luz. This is its name to this day. All right, so we'll stop there at the end of verse 26. So they're continuing the conquering. We have a couple more tribes named. We have a couple people named. So we have Caleb being named here and his daughter, and Othniel, the son of Kenaz. And then the rest are different tribes making their way until they meet this guy who probably started this city because it had been named Luz, or his father or grandfather started it. And it, you know, they decided to change it because his family lost power, and now all of a sudden he gets to live and move on. That's my take on what's going on here, how God does that. But the main thing is they're continuing to press in, but we also find out little interesting tidbits like the Jebusites. So they talk about burning Jerusalem earlier, and then now we see where the other part of Jerusalem, the tribe of Benjamin, is not successful in taking that over. So the question is, what's really going on in Jerusalem? How big is Jerusalem? And so I'm trying to remember where we saw that about Jerusalem. We know that they brought the one guy whose thumbs and toenails, big toes, they cut off of him, and they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. So maybe I was misunderstanding a passage where I thought they burned the Jerusalem. And the men of Judah fought against Jerusalem and captured it and struck it with the edge of the sword and set the city on fire. And afterward, the men of Judah went down and to fight against the Canaanites. So that's in verse 8, where they burned Jerusalem after bringing this one king to Jerusalem. And then later on, we see where the Benjamites, the tribe of Benjamin, is not successful in getting the Jebusites out of Jerusalem. So Jerusalem was obviously big enough to have part of it burned and captured and another part not, I guess. But it is interesting. And again, this is being written where these things could have happened over the course of many, many years. So there was one time when they came in and they burned it. They thought they took it over. But then later on, the tribe of Benjamin is like, yeah, no, you didn't actually kick out the Jebusites. They're still here. So, and we also have a king being brought back who's been de-thumbed and de-big-toed. And he gets to live out the rest of his life there. It just says that he would later die there. But we don't know how soon that is. So all this is going on, and it's not written in Western culture style where you have, well, then on this date and then on this date and then on this date. So they're recalling some of the things that they did when they inquired of the Lord what to do. And they went on this campaign with Judah, the lead tribe, and Simeon, the tribe of Simeon, trying to clear out their area. And it overlaps with Benjamin because of the tribe of Benjamin, because of Jerusalem. But we also see the story of some of the other tribes. So it goes back and it calls about the tribe of Joseph. But what's the tribe of Joseph? Because the tribe of Joseph is also Manasseh and Ephraim. So if you remember, Joseph had two sons that were half Egyptian, and they each get their own land, and Joseph doesn't. So when all of a sudden Joseph comes into the picture, what are they doing? So the house of Joseph also went up against Bethel. Well, does that mean the tribe of Manasseh and Ephraim came in and said, hey, we'll join you? Or what does that actually mean? And it means that they probably had leadership, greater leadership of the entire, like Judah. And there's a part of that tribe, not of Judah, but of all of Israel, that is still the lead from all the way back to Joseph. And so this group, which would include some of Ephraim and probably some of Manasseh, are joining in a part of this battle in Bethel, because Bethel is in an area that is on the border, sort of Ephraim, and so, or in Ephraim, depending on how you look at the map. And so that would make sense. But it is interesting that here it's called the tribe of Joseph. And if you remember early on when we're talking about Israel, Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel, is often in scripture, even in one sentence, it'll talk about Jacob and it'll talk about Israel. But it's still talking about Jacob. It's talking about the same person, but using both names. And so Ephraim and Manasseh are the two tribal groups that each get their own land, but they are from the tribe of Joseph, because Joseph is one of the 12 sons of Israel. But his two sons get a bigger portion because of obviously Joseph's role in all of them being saved during a famine and were brought to Egypt. And he was second in command, second only to Pharaoh. And that was a big deal. And so 400 years later, that is still being honored by his two sons, their tribes being considered not the tribe of Joseph, but each their own. Although right here, they just got put back together with as the tribe of Joseph. So it's all interesting. It can be confusing. We gotta turn off our Western mind and try and put on a more Hebrew mind, which is very difficult since none of us grew up in the Hebrew culture. No one on our planet is growing up in a Hebrew culture like that culture there. But if you are from eastern part of the world, you might have a little bit different. You don't have that Western mind that's expecting dates and times and those kind of details. And you like the stories. And so this is not confusing to you, but that's not most of my listeners. So hope this was helpful, and we'll continue through Judges again tomorrow. God bless you. Have a great day.